but by reason of him that made it subject in hope. So the epistle for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waited for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject in hope, because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain, even till now. And not only it, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even when we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they were almost sinking. Which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him at the draughts of fishes which they had taken, and so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Please be seated. The sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These words of St. Paul that he gives to the Romans, in some ways they have so much for us to look forward to, so much for us to anticipate what God has in store for us. Also, this Mass of the fourth Sunday, it is a reflection, we can say, on the confidence of God, the confidence in the midst of sufferings that we may have. The introit of the Mass sets the tone for us. It says, "Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" And so from that, we can see that truly Almighty God is our salvation. I mean, granted, we know that, but yet trying to put that into practice each day of our life, and that is what is in the encouragement for us in this Sunday. You know, we have the famous account in the Gospel of the fisher of men, that our Lord had changed them to that. You know, before they were just fishermen of the sea. But our Lord changed them, that they would become fishers of men. They would go after and seek souls. I think it's fitting that we have this the Sunday after the ordinations to the priesthood. Because that's truly what then the apostles became. Priests of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we see it's interesting that with them being fishermen, you know, that was their trade, that was their field. And so for them, they had spent, yes, the whole night trying to catch fish, and they caught nothing. And it was a way that our Lord was testing them. He tested St. Peter by asking him then at that point. He said, "Go out and lower your nets." And it's interesting to see how St. Peter at first responds to that. And he tells our Lord at that point, "Well, we've just spent the whole night doing that, and we've caught absolutely nothing. But if you tell us to do it, we'll go do it." And then the reward came. Yes, the reward at that point was just material. It was fishes for them. But that is what they were doing at that point. They were fishermen. That was their livelihood. And so for them, they received all of these, we can say, these graces from God. Because it did open up their eyes to that. Because immediately you see the response of St. Peter. Depart from me, O Lord, for I'm a sinful man. As if our Lord did not already know that. All of us, yes, we are sinful. All of us are sinful, but yet that is why God has come to us. That is why then our Lord has come to us to redeem mankind because of sinful human nature. And so from that we see the confidence that is necessary for us. St. Peter shows that by lowering the nets. He is blessed by that act of confidence and that trust in God. Because then, yes, they had this great catch. And so he recognizes that. And so when he says, depart from me, our Lord says, fear not. Fear not, because I will make you now fishers of men. So our Lord tells them what is going to be now their vocation. No longer is it going to, you know, fish out in the sea. But he's going to have them bring souls to him. And that is what the catch will be. And so for St. Peter at that point, he did. He gave up everything and he followed our Lord. And we see that clearly from this. And the sons of Zebedee, so James and John, the sons of thunder, they were partners of St. Peter, and all of them gave up everything that they had to follow our Lord. And that is how they will be blessed, because of that trust that they had. And so I think for us, it is a good example. It is a good help to us, because the epistle, as St. Paul says, the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to come. And so it says, the sufferings that we have in this life pale in comparison to what God has in store for us. The glory that God has for us, it is nothing what we have to go through in this life to reach that end. And so that is why then I think for us, it should be a great help to us, especially in the sufferings and the difficulties we have in this modern time. The sufferings that we go through, the crosses that we have, the tribulations that we go through, they will be nothing in comparison to what God has in store for us. And that is the great help to us. That is why then we will have a great confidence and a trust in God, because we know God is going to take care of us. We know God is looking out after our souls, just as he did with these fishermen. Look how much that our Lord looked after them. And so it should be a great consolation to us. I mean, St. Peter was rewarded with his confidence and trust that he showed in God. He was rewarded first materially, yes, but then encouraged after that to go further, to serve Almighty God more. And that is the calling to all of us. We can say with the priesthood, these nine young men that Friday they answered the call. They answered the call that God had given to them. But I think for any of us, God is calling us to greater things. God is calling us to serve him in all the ways that we can. And so with that calling, with that, it requires from us a trust. It requires from us a confidence in God. And I think for any of us, you know, we can have our moments when we lose that trust and that confidence in God. We are shaken by the things around us, by the difficulties and the struggles that we have. And so, yes, it is hard for us. But then we see how God treats those that have the confidence in him. The blessings and the graces that he gives to them. And not only in just a material way, because we can't just look for the material things. We have to look much deeper than that. We have to look at the spiritual things. And that is truly the blessings that God gives to us. And sometimes we don't see them as clearly. But the words that our Lord gives to St. Peter, fear not. I mean, that should be something that is echoed in our mind. You know, fear not. God is in control of all things. Fear not the things that are around us, the tribulations, the crosses that we have. Do not fear these things, because God is in control. And God will reward that confidence and that trust that we give to that. So as I say, in this Mass of the Fourth Sunday, it is throughout the liturgy that we see that. You know, why should we fear anything? Because God is our protector. God is our salvation. Why do we fear the things around us? You know, why do we fear then even the loss of our soul? If we are meant to serve Almighty God, God will give us the graces that we need. God will give us the help, and especially in this month of the Sacred Heart, you know, clearly we can see the mercy of Almighty God. And so that is something that we must try to work on. It is something that we must try to pray. Pray to have an increase of confidence and trust in God. Especially, yes, amongst the difficulties and the struggles of this modern world, all the more so should we have a confidence and trust in God. Because God is in control. And as he told St. Peter, fear not. Even though St. Peter recognizes the fact that he is a sinful man, as all of us should. And with that acknowledgement come the graces from God. And so reread, you know, read the gospel account. See how clearly that our Lord is watching over our souls. Of how he took such an interest in just these fishermen, these simple fishermen. And yes, he granted them the grace of so many fish at this moment to show to them that there is something more. There is something more for them, because even though right after they had this great catch, he says to them, basically, come follow me. And they gave up everything. They gave up everything to serve Almighty God. And yes, that is the calling to the priesthood, true. But I think for all of us, it is necessary for us to come follow our Lord. It is necessary for all of us to give up the things that maybe will keep us from serving God. And that will be the confidence and the trust that we show in God, that we realize that God will take care of everything, that we don't have anything to fear at that point. So I'll leave you with the words of the offertory, because I think it's an illustration. If we do have this trust and confidence in God, it'll show clearly in our actions. It says, enlighten my eyes that I never sleep in death, lest at any time my enemy may say I have prevailed against him. So as I say, it shows if we do not sleep in the death, our enemy has no power over us, because only Almighty God will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.